Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it is like to be Jake.
Yeah, I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Okay, there we go. It's DDP Radio. It's another Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Hopefully your kids are in bed and your ears are on us. This is Sparky. I am here with Robert. And tonight we have a very special host. We have a host filling in for DDP for the next couple of weeks, filling the man's shoes, and he's more than able to do that. And we have, without further ado, the man, Jake the Snake Roberts. What's up, Jake?
Oh, much, guys. Just enjoying the evening. It's a beautiful evening here in Atlanta, man. Went out and had a beautiful meal with Scott and a couple of guys that are in the program now that are taking abuse from Scott and I. So they survived that and the workout. They'll be men. They'll start growing like hair and stuff, too.
Now, you guys just got Dylan back in the house, right?
Yeah, man. He's my new monkey, you know. He's my old monkey because I've had him for 3 weeks now. Amazingly, he's not dead yet. Dallas
did. Dallas did. He can take a lot of abuse.
Setting his arm on fire, so. I had a bad habit of, you know, taking my lighter when he would screw up on directions or whatever, just setting his arm on fire, you know. And I find that to help people, you know. Dallas thought it was horseplay. Myself, I was teaching him a lesson. I was very sincere about the burns I was leaving.
There's something about fire that makes you not want to be on fire ever again.
Exactly. See, you get it. You get it. Now, I just got to get to Dallas and get that thought process in there, you know? I mean, it amazes me. He thinks that's wrong. But yet, he'll take these guys downstairs and run them through a gut-wrenching hour-and-a-half trip through hell. And that's not me. Well, excuse me, that's brutal. You know, it's like when Dallas gets ready to leave town, he wants to, like, leave a horrible memory etched in your mind that he's coming home. You know, so he takes him to a workout that's just, you know, above and beyond belief. I don't know, I think it's a hormonal discharge of some type.
I still haven't met the fate of working out with DDP.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do this one day.
It's a great thing, and he certainly lets you know that you're not king of the mountain, no doubt. And I understand why he does it, because he's just queer for punishing people. No, the reason he does it is to inspire you and to make you want to get to a level that you can hang. I mean, that will be glory day, the day that I can get down there and rub the rug and scratch and scream and do all the things that he can do and ask for more. That will be the day, because number one, that day is probably never going to happen, but it's a nice thought. And, you know, just to say, there, dude, you got anything left? You know, because I'm a million years from that. Most people are, you know. Yeah. You know, the only person I can think of did anything like that was Ted, you know, who took him to school on the push-ups.
And
there's another guy that I can't mess with. Okay, so there's two. So...
If you don't get to that level, you can always set them on fire.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad we think alike. I respect you already. Great minds think alike.
Without a doubt.
There's something about brute force that always works. Robert was just reminding me that tucking kids in with shotguns keeps them in bed. So
There you go. You know, I mean, you know. Thinking you're, it's like if somebody's got a sore spot. I got to scratch that scab off, you know?
Yeah.
I just got to. I want it to get air and heal. Some people think that's being mean, but actually I'm just trying to help you heal. Guys, you got to remember, here's a guy that messed around with snakes for years, and I was terrified of him. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I do the tough level myself, too. I'm not afraid to hurt myself.
But not with DDP yoga.
No.
If you feel pain doing that, that's bad.
it's very serious. The workout's very serious. It's not a joking matter, man. You don't get down there on the floor and start playing around either, because you can hurt yourself, you know. And that's one thing that Dallas is very adamant about, the people that are when you're working out. Dude, you can't hang. Get that through your thick skull first. Because, you know, man, When testosterone gets involved, stupid people do stupid things. And Dallas is very keen on keeping an eye on people, making sure they got the heart monitor on, making sure they're doing the right thing, and not taking it too far, and to make sure they're doing it properly, you know, because, you know, some of these positions that he gets you in, if you turn your body the wrong way, you know, your voice might change.
That's absolutely true. Wrap and burn, if you don't get that right, or if you try to get it right the first time in it, you're definitely going to be up a few octaves.
Yeah, you got to know your limitations, man. And that's the first thing that he throws out there is put that damned heart monitor on. This is not a game. This is not a bunch of giggles and laughs. Yeah, you're going to have laughs and giggles, but it's not going in, and it's not while you're doing it. Okay. And that's a man that's very serious about what he's doing. And I felt the same way about when I was in the ring, you know, that everything must be done absolutely perfect. Well, here's the bottom line, folks. You're not going to get it perfect. But you can strive for that mark, and that's what he does.
Yeah, you sure as hell don't goof around in the ring, and you don't goof around on the mat with doubts around. Yeah.
You're talking about – go ahead.
You were talking about
the heart monitor, and a lot of people when they first start DDP yoga ask if they need it. Do you remember when you first put on a heart monitor, how fast your heart jumped when engagement finally hit you?
I was just glad to have one beating. Okay. I was over the top excited. In fact, oh my God, it still works. I mean, the punishment that I put myself through and things that I did to myself, man, just to still be here on God's green earth, I'm very grateful. And to be in the situation I'm in today, man, I mean, brother, it is so crazy. The goodwill that is in this house, it is so crazy, the goodwill that comes through this house. It is so awesome, the positivity that jerk spews out of his mouth 24/7. I mean, he's the most positive thing on the planet, and sometimes I just want to shove it up his rear, but bottom line is, man, he's serious about it, so what can you say?
And if you put Dallas and Mark Miro together at the same time and lock them in the house with you guys, come out.
Yeah, I'd come out as Mother Teresa.
Except hotter. I don't know. That might be tough. didn't you have a hand in a name in the house?
No, I think I don't know who did that. I may have done it. I just don't remember. It's just my mind started clearing up and cleaning up. I'm remembering a lot of things I didn't remember before, but yeah, I'm sure I probably did have a hand into it because, you know, there were some issues when I first got here about being honest with myself and being honest with the whole thing, you know. And, you know, that's the hardest part for an addict and alcoholic is to be honest, you know. I mean, because there's so many things that are involved, and we'll be talking about some of those in the show. That, you know, shame is a horrible animal. And it was hard to hold my head high.
One of those segments that hit me, Steve was recording it, and you guys put it out there, is when you were, I think you were you at the airport, and Steve was following you with a camera. And
I got pretty hot about that.
Yeah, I had thought, I was actually fearing for Steve's life as I was watching.
Yeah.
That. But
well, you know, The cruel truth about Jake Roberts is this. Seldom have I ever physically lashed out on somebody else. I'm one of those idiots that hurt themselves. You know, I mean, I would rather punish myself. I've always been like that. I'm not someone that gets physical with people, thank God, because I am big enough to hurt you and certainly wise enough to hurt you. No, I turn it inward, and that's part of my addiction, part of my shame issues, man. And, you know, I think it's like Scott said, we think other people think more of us than we think of ourselves. But that's part of the addiction, you know. And, you know, let's get this thing rolling, man. Let's get some voices in here or something and aggravate somebody.
Let's start out there. Now, guys, I know you're looking for me in the chat, and I've been having an issue with logging in. I can see all of your comments in the Blog Talk Radio chat. So go ahead, and if you have a question, throw it up in there. I can see it. I'll get it, and we'll get it over to Jake. Robert's also in there, so if I miss one, I'm sure he'll tell me and give me a bump on it. But also, the lines are going to be open, 347-994-1216. Was that slow enough, Robert?
Almost there, brother.
Almost slow enough for Jake to get it. Yeah, I got it. Okay. I see you guys already started throwing the ha-ha. Okay.
Well, I got to watch. Dallas took that job away from me. Yeah, he let me
the number
once, and then he took it away from me because I said it too fast.
Yeah. He's like that, you know. I mean, hey, why not? It's his boat. He should row it.
It is his boat, man. And when he first gave me a paddle on his boat, I almost shit myself. But
well, you probably should have. You should really wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah. Always try to.
Speaking of shit, Dylan is here, you know.
Oh, good. Hi, Dylan.
No, hey, he's
Dylan.
Hanging out here, man. Hey, Dylan.
You gotta make him run for you or something.
I'm gonna get off my headphones. These headphones are driving me crazy. Okay. I'm one of those high-tech rednecks. I don't understand it. So if I disappear for a second, understand it.
Okay.
Absolutely. We'll toss that number out again, 347-994-1216. And we're on with who is going to be our host for a couple weeks. Jake Snake Roberts, if you know him and you know his story, he's been around here for a couple months, actually 5 months, during what we're billing is the resurrection since beginning DDP Yoga, so which is absolutely cool, and everybody's had a wonderful reception for him. So if you have a question and you want to know how he did it, because he's been there, he's been in the lows, like a lot of us have been there, and he's right, pulled himself back up by his bootstraps, and you've heard it from us. Now you can hear from him direct. So he's right here. How do we look on the phones, Robert?
We've got three on hold. Are you? You've got your headphones situated. You good to go, brother?
Oh man, you just started breaking up really bad.
Oh, that's not good. That's not a good sign for Block Talk.
Okay. Well, changing his headphones, and I can't hear Robert, because he's cutting out. I hope you all can hear us. But just to give you a little bit more background, DDP is on the road. So Jake's going to be filling in. And he's in the house now with Scott Hall. He's in there with Dallas. And these guys have done so much in the past couple of months for Scott and the past 5 to 9 months for Jake, that they have really changed their lives, and they've come through from the lows of addictions, from alcoholism in certain cases, and they've been open about it. And they've used DDP yoga and the positivity and the motivation that Dallas gives to bring themselves back around. And, you know, just some of the stuff that Jake's done, if you've seen some of the videos, which are on Dalla Page, D-A-L-L-A-P-A-G-E, on YouTube, he's got himself from 306 to 290 pounds, and that was just in the first couple of months he dropped that 90 pounds. Are you back with us, Jake?
I'm trying. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me good, because I was about to cut no one's Wabash's off.
Do I sound any better?
It actually sound like 100% clear.
Okay, great. I hate those new tech, red tech headphones that cost $300, man. Christ. I'm still waiting for the string in a can, man. That's how I talk, you know. My telephone had a rotary.
Those always worked the best when I was a kid in the clubhouse. I don't know.
Hell yeah. Especially with that odd chick next door to it. Never mind. Shut up, Jake.
I lived in a bad neighborhood. It was nothing but a sausage party where I was at, so.
Ba-da-boom.
Yeah, it was not cool until I got to college.
Hey, I just want you guys to know that Scott's doing great, man. He's walking around without the cane, and it's just awesome, man, seeing him upright, you know. I mean, all caveman jokes aside, it's good to see him walking upright.
And, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, I was about 2 inches taller than he was, so they straightened him up, and now he's about an inch taller than me, man. It's just incredible. You know, the legs are both the same length. There's something he's enjoying. It's like, damn, I love sitting downhill.
I heard with that type of surgery, when they pop you a new hip in, basically people talk about, oh, do you need pain management afterwards? And people say that they are without, or the degree of pain is so less from where they came from that they're almost like, no, this feels beautiful. And it just gets better from there.
Let me tell you what happened to me, man. You know, I had hip replacement several years ago, and back where they still put in wooden hips. But you know, I you know, being the brainiac that I was, I surmised that my injury wasn't a hip injury, that I had leg cancer. You know, and I was scared to go to the doctor because it was so bad. I mean, my hip didn't hurt. It hurt all the way down my leg. And my bone just hurt like hell, man. And it was just incredible, the pain I would go through each and every day. I would get cramps in the leg. They were just, I'd be screaming in the middle of the night, man. Help me, God, please, you know. And I remember going into the doctor's office finally to get the hip looked at. And I walked in and sat down, and the doctor came in. So he says, and he's looking at the x-rays. He's like, so how did you get here? And I'm like, well, I drove. And he's like, no. I mean, how did you get in the building? I said, I walked. And he said, that's impossible. And I'm like, what do you mean that's impossible? He goes, get up and walk for me. So I get up and walk. And he goes, oh, my God. And he bolts out of the room. So now what's my mind saying, oh, my God, I do have leg cancer. And they're going to have to cut it off about the neck. So he comes back in with these three other doctors, these three other surgeons, going, hey, now, guys, look at the x-rays. So they look at the x-rays. And then they turn to me, and they said, okay, now walk for us. And I walk, and they all go, oh, my God, and they bolt out of the room. I'm looking for a razor blade so I can slice my wrist and put myself out of the misery, because I just know that I'm dead, okay?
Yeah.
I'm almost ready to cry because I know that it's worse than I thought. So the guy walks in. Now, before, he had told me that there was like a 7-week waiting list, all right, to have the hip done. And he comes back in. He goes, how's Friday sound? Now, this was Tuesday. I said, you know, is that for my burial? What? He goes, no, we're gonna move you to the front of the line because that hip is just, oh, my God, I cannot tell you how bad it is. I'm like, cancer, right? And he's like, no, you don't have cancer. I'm like, it's worse than cancer.
It's going to be worse than that.
Well, brother, I tell you, the pain I was in, I could make it about 10 feet before my body would just start to shake and I would sweat. But he said, no, your hip and my hip had totally calcified. Half the cramp joint was gone and it totally calcified. And bottom line was for me to walk, I was turning my body sideways and then I would sling my leg because I couldn't move it.
So when you say calcified, that means that everything was just fused as one, right? Your hip was in
totally one piece. Totally one piece.
Yeah.
Moving at all. So to walk, I was bending my femur. That's the hardest bone you have in your body and the hardest one to bend. Well, Jake Roberts bent it every step. Now, you got to remember, I was still wrestling then. So that's how, why do you do dope? Because you are one, you idiot. They cut that thing out, man. And, 12 hours after surgery, they got me up walking around. And, of course, I was still hooked up to the drip, that great morphine drip. And, boy, did I have that time down to a second. But you're only allowed so much every so many minutes, but I'd be like, five, four, three, two, one, and now, oh, yeah, thank you. But the pain was gone, Here's how severe it was. 3 weeks later, I am convinced that they botched the surgery. There's something not right in my body. And I'm sure, again, that I'm knocking on death's door. So I go in, and they run all these blood work tests, this test, that test. The first thought is, well, maybe the anesthesiologist screwed up. But you're sure you feel, man, I feel weird inside. Something's really wrong, man. I don't feel human inside. There's something going on. And I just kept moaning and telling them about this. And they wound up doing upper GI, lower GI, your GI, my GI, GI Joe, everything. And then they did brain scans, or they looked for where one should be. And they did all these tests. And you know what they finally came back with? They came back with this was their theory. That it had been so long since I had been without pain, I did not know what normal felt like. I did not know what good felt like. My body understood pain, and my body waited to feel that pain each and every day. So that's the place you don't want to go, folks. And, I wish the hell that I had rehabbed it properly. My idea of rehab at the time was a case of beer and 2 grams of cocaine. And then I'll just tell you straight out, guys, don't go down that road, man. It's not a fun road. It's not a fun road. So that's my story.
That's crazy to be that bad for that long that normal actually feels like the new bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's insanity. That's insanity at best, man. So does anybody got any questions out there, man?
Yeah, we actually have a couple, and this is just going to go as the show goes. People in the chat, if you want to throw some questions in, I'll get them. Jake's on the phone. He's our host for the next couple weeks. And they're going to go all over the place. We're going to start with Katie, who is our ultimate DDP radio groupie, who is in the chat. And she's interested to know what your total weight loss is to date. She's actually been doing an awesome job herself working at it, but she's interested to hear how much you've lost to date.
I weigh about 245 right now, so 61 pounds.
Wow.
Great, somebody. Sorry, we're doing radio here. No problem. Be on the door. No problem. Go in, Scott. We got all sorts of heaters in here. But last call, Scott Hall's in the house.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Well, it's just next door, so I better come over here and mess with Jake.
Yeah, you're good. I'm sure some of the mistakes off on him. I'm 61 pounds, but I had to have shoulder surgery.
Quit stealing my hip.
And nobody's going for that anymore. I'm just explaining the whole hip thing, how easy it was. So, 61 pounds, 65 pounds, but not being able to do anything with my shoulder. And I'm looking forward to getting that right. It's been
milking it forever.
Yeah, I have been milking it. But it's a slow process, man. You want to jump up and run, but you gotta shut up and get in the car and just try to do the right thing. But
you just keep going.
61 pounds. Scott's lost 30, and
with no
No exercise except you're doing pushbacks.
Yeah.
He pushes himself away from the table, pushes it back, you know. So there you
push
go.
Aways.
Push away. Push okay, whatever.
Oh, Jake.
Take over, Scott.
I don't want to check you, man. I'm now. I just came here to mess with you. Want me to leave?
Yeah, bro. Hey, man. Let's wait for the next question.
Yeah, dude, but you guys are sounding awesome, which is amazing. I was saying, with both of you, actually, if you listen to both of you now, and you go back and you listen to any of the tapes, either right before you got in the house or right as you were getting in the house, there was, I don't know if you want to call it a disparity, a lack of life. And now it's like you can go back and you can watch anything from any of your heydays, any of the promos that you cut, you know, it sounds exactly like that. You guys sound fantastic. We actually are creeping up on callers. We're hitting 8 callers on hold. So if we want to just start pumping those through, Jake, you good to go?
Scott and I are here waiting on you, begging you. So we have to talk to you.
Let's get it moving.
There you put some hot broad on the phone.
Well, depending on when you catch Robert, you know.
Dude.
Wow.
I'll see what I can do. And if you get hung up on Sparky, it wasn't me. The first one, this is the only one I've got a name for because we just got busy. So it's Matt. It's going to be our first caller. You there, Matt?
Matt?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
You're on with me, Sparky, Scott, and Jake.
Well, damn, you guys sound good. You all sound good. I'm just honored to talk to you guys.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Hey, it's good to have you here. You got a question for Jake?
Well, I got a question. It pertains to where he was Saturday about 5 o'clock. I was looking for him in Chicago, and he wasn't there. So I had to stand behind the booth with Dallas, and I just sat with Dallas, and we did a nice workout. I missed you, Jake.
I got lucky then, I guess.
You got lucky?
But you're behind the curtain with Dallas, and you were doing what?
Hey, keep your personal life out of it, man. This is a family show.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello. Okay, good. Hey, Jake, I just want to tell you guys that I keep an eye on both of you guys. You guys are doing great. You're very inspiring, and I keep passing the word of DDP Yoga throughout Illinois through everybody I talk to, and people notice the difference in me, and I'm on Team DDP Yoga, and a lot of comments on how I've progressed since October. And I'm going to see you guys when you and Dally come to Illinois at Dreamwave Wrestling June 8th. So I'll get a chance to meet you then, buddy.
Sounds good, man.
Cool. All right, man. Thanks for wishing well. We appreciate the call, man. Have a good one, and keep going with the DDP Yoga. Let us know how you're going. Give us an update. And we got one from James Bogert in the chat, and hopefully I didn't mess up your name. If so, we'll go with it. He says he saw, Jake, where you wanted to wrestle in the Rumble next year, and I wanted to know some truth to that, and wants to know if Scott, if you're going to join him.
Well, speaking for myself, I'm definitely serious about it, and it's not all about me, man. I'd like to say it was, but it's not. Once you start doing this thing, man, and you start realizing the gift that you've been given, and not the second opportunity in life, but about the 5,000th opportunity in life again, when you're actually going to take advantage of. I'm actually wanting to do it so I can say, look, you can do things that you want, you know, if you just, you know, put down the damn pipe, put down the beer, put down the joint, whatever, get your life back together, get your life in order, you know, and move forward. And, it's definitely something I'm going to do. I'm not saying planning on doing it. I'm going to do it. You got to reclaim the things that you want in life. And that's one thing I am learning. I've claimed my health back, man. and I'm claiming relationships back. And, you know, it's just an awesome thing, man. And I'm meeting new people. I'm meeting people that actually want to talk to me, and I'm not buying them a drink or buying them some, you know, and that's what real friends are about, man. About
that's
being
awesome.
Real other. Scott, what's your thoughts on that?
Whatever you say, Jake.
No, I'll tell you one thing. It may not be Scott, but this guy's actually much better shape than Scott or I. It's his son, Cody Hall, man. And he's okay if I tell him. Moving him. He's going to be moving in with us. And,
oh, wow.
We're looking to train young Cody, and hopefully he won't beat us too bad up. Beat us badly too, but won't break anything.
He did
beat
us, AJ.
Yeah,
I feel like Ed McMahon on the couch, you old Johnny Carson.
Silver.
Man, that house is getting full up down at the accountability trip.
It's full of great people that all have one goal in common, man. And that's getting healthy and getting right. But Cody's going to be awesome for him to be here. I'm going to enjoy helping train him. And I'm quite honored that Scott's asked me to help. You know, Scott certainly knows some of what's going on out there, but maybe not all of it. Here he goes again.
Well, I mean, when I was coming up, I studied Pace and Jake. You know, I didn't know him. You know, I hadn't met Jake yet, but I studied Jake's work because I was studying all the top guys and was looking for, you know, how to be successful. So I feel really blessed that he's, you know, willing to work with my son, who you can find at Cody_Hall1.
Wow.
That's at Cody_Hall1 because I'm the
effing
hot.
That's a Twitter?
Now, yo, I'm like so computer savvy.
Yeah, Scott, he smoked me on Facebook, and
I don't have Facebook. Do you?
Yeah. Well, you got your Facebook and you got your Twitter going. I know I get a lot coming out from Jake.
I don't even know how to find it, man. I can't even know my password for my email.
you need to get Dylan on that.
I got your heads up out there, man. There's gonna be a chick calling when she does call in, man. Her name's Naomi. See if you guys can put her in front of the queue. She's a hell of a young lady, man. And she's got a story to tell too, guys. And she certainly inspires me.
What's her? Do you know what her area code is off the top of your head?
321.
Yeah, well, I may have her then because I've got a 321 right here. You want to go to that?
Let's grab
it.
Yeah, area code 321. Who we have on the line?
It's Naomi, and thanks for embarrassing Jake.
Woo! Thank you.
Naomi.
Hey, what's up?
Ponies going? How's the ponies going?
They're doing good. I actually just had a competition, and I placed third in every class and fourth in barrels.
All right.
Congratulations. So 321, that's Central Florida, because I got a 407. My daughter's got 321. I'm in Chula, Winter Springs, so you got to be somewhere in God's country.
Yeah, like Melbourne, Palm Bay.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I'm getting Dallas workout over to Naomi, man. And Naomi's had some issues through life. Naomi, do you mind talking about those? And about you're not afraid to step out there and wild and run horses and ride horses? And you ain't laying out there, girl.
I've actually am getting ready to have my 33rd surgery on July 3rd, which ironically is on my hip. This will be my eight or so hip surgery. They got to completely
copy that.
Yeah. And the pain has gotten to the point where I had to miss school today. It's hard to get up to my own room because it's on the second floor. I've had scoliosis surgery. I've had my feet cut off and put back on. I just had heart surgery. I've had my gallbladder removed. You name it, I've probably had it.
And you sound, and I'm just picking up from you talking on the phone, you actually sound positive. Are you feeling as positive as you sound?
Yeah, I think they're actually kind of fun.
Did you just say that you had your feet cut off and put back on?
Yes, I have.
That's what I thought you said. Well, what did they do that for?
I used to walk on the bone of my leg. I used to walk on the bone of my leg and drag my foot behind my leg. so I didn't use my foot at all.
Wow. Damn. Wow. And how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 18.
You're 18, and you've gone through, did you say 38 surgeries or 33?
33.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm actually in awe that you've gone through so much already, and you're so positive. And now you're in doing DDP yoga, and you're in touch with Jake and Dallas and stuff. So why don't you tell us our story about how you got here?
Well, I met him. I'm getting close. Once he sends me it, then I'm going to start it. I've been super excited to start that. But I met him in North Carolina at a horror convent called Mad Monster Party. And
okay. Yeah.
Huh?
No, I just said okay.
Oh yeah, so we were just sitting there talking, and we got to talking more, and I saw his shoulder was hurting, so I asked him if he was okay, and helped him get better with his shoulder, which you got to take it easy on that shoulder. And we got to talking more and more, and found we both had surgeries, both had a lot, and been through hell. And he was telling me about DDP yoga, and I was like, you know, this would actually be kind of fun. Because I can't do any exercises. I hardly walk. I can walk like 5 feet, maybe. So he said he would teach me how to do that and kind of modify it for me, because actually my arms are only about a foot long, give or take.
Wow.
And they're square. Yeah.
But she's smoking hot, and you guys are even longer.
Sure.
She inspired me, man, and she is a beautiful young lady, and she's hell on that horse, though, man. She ain't afraid to get on there and run the barrels and do the racing, and, you know, there's got to be somebody in your life, man, that you just say, hey, man, I wish I could be more like that, and I wish I could fight like this young lady again, because, you know, she's not afraid to look at the cards that she's got and say, okay, you know, I'll hold these and I'll play them. And that takes a lot of guts, man. That takes a lot of guts, and a lot of people would have given up, walked away, thrown me in the cards, but not her, man. She's sweet.
That's awesome.
Take that.
Yeah.
That, I tell you.
Naomi, I have no words. Jake, that's an awesome story. Naomi, you're amazing, actually, from what that whole description. Now, are you gonna stick with us? Give us updates, and
yes, I am.
You know,
I'll be listening.
Are you on? Awesome. Are you on Team DDP Yoga yet?
Almost. He's gonna send it to me so I can try it.
We're getting it out.
Oh no, the website.
Oh,
baby.
Hey,
the radio one.
If you want to try it, Robert, can you get her? Why don't you send me your contact information at regularguys.ddpy@gmail.com. Okay, address
gotcha.
To Sparky, tell me who you are, and we'll get you hooked up.
So it's regular guy.
Regular guys.
Oh, guys, gotcha.
Yeah, .ddpy@gmail.com, and I'll get you hooked
gotcha.
Up, okay?
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, good luck on your surgery. Thanks for calling. You're an amazing person. I hope you keep kicking it.
I'm glad you guys had me. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Talk to you later, babe. Have a good
okay,
night.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Wow. No.
Yeah, you're right, Jake, man. That just blows my mind.
Yeah. If there's anybody who's having a bad day after hearing that and listen to that, and especially how positive she is, like when she kept rolling with her story, there's no way I would have thought that all of that has happened in the span of 18 years. That's amazing. All right, so we have some more people.
Yeah, let's go with area code 605.
Hey,
what's
guys,
your name?
It's Travis from Bipolar, South Dakota. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
You know, I don't know how to follow that up. You know, after hearing, you know, Naomi's stuff there, you know, there's literally nothing I can say that could even come close to that. It's just that just blows me away. Wow.
Yeah, that's incredibly crazy. And I think, Chad, we should still have Jake. Are you still there, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Hey, Jake. it's honor talking to you, Jake. You're, like I've said before here, you're one of the main reasons I pulled the trigger and actually started DDP Yoga here back in November after, you know, seeing that you're getting into this here and just watching you progress. And, you know, every time you get a new video out, new thing out, new interaction and whatever else, just, you know, seeing the, you know, seeing how DDP Yoga is affecting you and seeing that life in your eyes build every time I see a video of you of something, it inspires me all the more. It's just, it's great. And I know, Scott, you're going to get the same thing here. I'm already seeing it from, you know, some of the videos we're seeing on DDP TV there on YouTube. But, you know, it's as you guys are inspirational, and you know, I love you guys for that. So it's real good stuff. What I was going to ask is, as far as, you know, actual workout stuff here, what's your favorite DDP yoga workout? What's your go-to?
I don't know what you said. I was distracted for a moment.
Okay, well, I was just asking, as far as, you know, the workouts go, what would you say your favorite workout is out of the stuff you do?
I don't know. Right now I'm just kind of bouncing around different things, and I can't do the upper body stuff. So I don't know. For me, I started doing the Diamond Dozen, and just you know, when Dallas is running his yap and he's telling me about going into this different, you know, being able to make it less than what it is, or the modified positions, I would just do 3 or 4 sets of that one exercise and just keep rolling with that.
Okay. That's cool. No, I didn't know how much you guys, if you were just doing some of the basic stuff there, or if you're doing more like, you know, stand up.
Well, Dallas,
Dallas has got to get your foot over your head or anything like that yet. So.
Not unless I really like you. But, no, man, I've got to where I can reach up and get it almost out there. I'm not quite there yet, but the stuff that I am doing has certainly changed the way I feel about myself and about the way my body reacts. And I don't know, man, it's a slow process at times, and at times you feel like you're really making major gains. I guess it kind of all goes like that, spurts. Winning and losing. I just thought I'd get very frustrated, you know, over the shoulder thing. And, you know, you have surgery done and you want it done then, and it's, okay, I should be fine now. Well, it's not like that. You got to do a thing called rehab. And the shoulder rehab has been very slow. I know I did talk to Kevin Nash, and Kevin Nash has had the same procedure done on his shoulder. He said it was 10 months for him to recover off of it fully, but hopefully I'm doing a little bit different, a deal on the, and he was certainly, his routine is going to be different than mine is, because, well, he's a big guy, I'm not.
But you've got a lot of, you've got a lot of experience, though. I mean, you were, you know, you've been to the top, and you've seen a lot of stuff. I mean, Kevin's seen a lot of stuff there too. I mean, he's obviously no slouch, but you know, it's everyone's going to recover differently when it comes to rehabbing and trying to work your way through, you know, adversity one way or the other. So, but I really look forward to seeing you in the Rumble. That when I saw that really excited me here. So, you know, I will definitely be buying that and be watching and waiting for it there. And that's I'll be marking out on that there big time. So, but I know there's probably a lot of calls here, so I just wanted to give you guys a shout out here and touch base and keep doing what you're doing. You guys are both doing great.
Appreciate
it. Awesome, Chad.
Cool. Thanks for calling,
bro.
Right,
we got about 8 more callers. We're probably going to be cutting down the lines here soon because these 8 callers are probably going to take us a little past 10 o'clock. So come on in real quick if you want to get one. Do we got another one on the line?
Yeah, we've got area code 225. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Steve.
Steve,
how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. This is for Jake. How you doing, Jake? Dallas called me last night, and I missed his call, and he left me a long message. And I suffer from a lot of issues, and I'm new to the program. Matter of fact, I ordered my program, and it hasn't come in yet. I'm a 53-year-old Marine with a morphine pump in my stomach, and
there you go.
For yeah. Bro, they call it helps with chronic pain, but it, you know, you have to keep it cut, run down low enough, or you'll end up sleeping your ass off all day.
Yeah.
So to offset that, you got to take Percocets, you know, and then you add the weight and obesity and the testosterone level drops, and it's just a.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard Naomi, I almost hung up the phone, and that was just incredible.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, man. She is a beautiful young lady, brother. And, you know, God was mentioning, you know, thanks for your service, man. I certainly kudos for you, man, for doing what you did for the country. You know, my oldest daughter works with all the vets, man, there in Leavenworth, Kansas. She's a head addictionologist and psychologist for you guys out there. And, you know, Dallas and I definitely want to get out there and do something for these guys, man, because, you know, they're struggling with some serious issues, man. And it's not a joke. And I think, I don't know, I've talked to my daughter, and it seems that a lot of the vets, you know, they come home and they take the guns away and they take this away and they take your high away in a way, you know. And, I mean, that's a tough one to deal with, man, when they change the game for you. And I certainly have all the respect in the world for you, man. Yeah, I just hope that you.
I don't want to misrepresent myself. My service was during a very calm time in our country's history. I have nothing compared to these young men that have gone on through Desert Storm and Iraq and Afghanistan crap and have suffered, and their lives have been traumatized for years from what they've had to serve through.
Hey, bro, this is Scott. I just want to throw something out there, man. Don't ever downplay your service. I go up on Army bases all over the world. My old man was a lifer. You're one phone call away from being deployed at any moment, man. So, you know, we realize that. We're not warmongers, bro. We're glad that you weren't there serving in a, you know, foreign country, but you were one phone call away, bro, one phone call away. So, you know, don't ever downplay your service to our country. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate y'all. I'm a longtime fan from many, many years ago. It's just, you know, guys, at 53, and I probably need to shut up and let somebody else get on. But at 53,
don't worry about it. I got you by a year.
I'm 6'6", and I've busted 400 pounds again. I know. It's because of chronic pain. I got hurt. I ruptured 3 discs in my neck, had surgery, put a titanium plate in, bone fusions, and allegedly the surgeon leaned on my shoulder and destroyed my brachial plexus package. I woke up in recovery, damn near died from the pain, the nerve pain that shot through my damn body. It took them 12 hours to stabilize me. I went through more damn morphine. As a matter of fact, they ran out of drugs at 1 o'clock in the morning and had to send my father to an all-night pharmacy from the hospital to get more narcotics so that they could have a pain specialist come in, and he was injecting the muscle groups in all of my arms just to get the muscles to unknot to try to get my blood pressure, which had been hovering at 220 over 180 for,
can I get that
for 5
cell phone
for 5 hours. Well, I sued him malpractice, of course. There's a damn attorney on my jury. We didn't have another checkout left to kick him off, and we lost the malpractice suit. And, you know, that's, I'm not bitter about that. The neurosurgeon's 80 years old now. I hugged him before the surgery. He hugged me. He apologized. I kissed him on the chest. I said, this isn't personal. This is something that happened, and if I had to be operated on again, I would let, because he'd operated on me once 10 years before, and it came out well. But, brother, I'm old, and I'm tired. I've been fucking hurting for a long damn time, a long time. And you know, when I put on 100 pounds after the damn surgery because I was stuck in a recliner for 3 or 4 months, couldn't damn move my nerve pain, couldn't move my right arm at all, could hardly move my left arm. you know, and that causes a lot of other types of issues. And finally, after about 3 years of that shit, I had remarried. I don't know why she married me. I looked like shit and weighed 400 pounds, but she saw something in me, a great woman. I went and had gastric sleeve bypass surgery, which was the new, latest and the greatest, and I dropped 125 pounds in the first 10 months and was doing great, doing fabulous, feeling good. And then, of course, I hit my head on something, and I've got cervical stenosis, and so that started pain issues. Had to lay my motorcycle down. That started more shit, and I put on 75 more pounds. And I'm just tired. I'm so damn tired of hurting and feeling like crap and not being able to do anything, not being able to be active and be a father and a grandfather. That, you know, you sit here at night and you just want to give up. And then I hear this girl, Naomi, come on, and I feel ashamed.
I don't feel ashamed
for wanting to cash it in, and just quit.
I don't.
It's an eye-opener, man, when you realize there's somebody else out there that has it worse than you do, you know. And that's, you know, there were moments in my life, man, that, you know, I got that self-pity shit, and that's not cool, man. But, you know, bro, I can tell you, for me, this workout helped my addiction problems, man. It helped tremendously. I can't believe you called what you did, because I was wanting to get into that. DDP yoga has helped me kick the habit. Has helped me kick the habit of needing, you know, whether it's a mental thing or a physical thing, it's a thing that you've got to deal with. And for me, you know, mine was cocaine and alcohol. You know, I needed the alcohol to come down from the cocaine, but I needed the cocaine to get me going. So there we go. And, you know, there were days that I didn't want to live, man, and I certainly understand that, man. And,
well,
DDP called me
last night. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
Okay, don't, because it won't work. I'll hang up on your ass. Well, try this, man, and you will get your head into it. I'll be glad to talk to you, man. I'll have my daughter talk to you. We'll all talk to you. That's the greatest thing about Team DDP Yoga, man, is that we're all in this boat together, man. There's no person that's greater than the other, man, and we're all important. You know, and sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we behave like asses. Sorry, Scott. No. But, you know, it's serious stuff that we deal with, man. It's very serious. And your addiction, your pain, you know, it's not fun when you're 200 pounds overweight, is it, Dylan?
Yes, sir.
You know, here's Dylan, who, you know, at a very young age was very overweight. And his story, you know, Dylan, tell him about what you have to you and what you're going through right now.
Well, a lot of listeners know my story, but at 16, I weighed 292 pounds. And in 10 months, I met Dallas and lost 100 pounds. And then over the next 5 years, I had my own addiction, which was food. And I gained 150 pounds back, leading me to 358. And, you know, seeing these guys change their lives and everybody else, you know, something just clicked one day. You know, I post something on Facebook, you know, just thanking them guys for clicking in my head. And then I got a phone call from Dallas, you know, said he wanted me out here with these guys and with him. And, you know, I've been here for 1 month tomorrow, and I've lost 20 pounds in that month. And I'm here to help however I can. And
that's cool.
I'm just so glad.
That's real cool.
To have.
That's awesome.
Really glad to. Really glad you're back part of the team, brother.
Yeah, we are. Well, Steve, stick with it, bro. Jake said he's out there and everybody's out there. We're all there to support you. And for people who, and thanks for the call, for people who were just out there listening, it's Dylan who's on the phone in the house with these guys right now. So we got everybody happy. And I know we still got a couple calls on, so we're going to finish them out. The lines are closed. So do we want to jump to the next call, Robert?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we can do that. What was that, Jake?
Let's get to the next caller.
You got it, brother. Area code 678. What's your name? Hello.
678. You're live with Jake and Dylan and Robert Sparky. And Scott, what's up? Okay, let's pop the next one.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying.
Error code 717, what's your name?
Logan.
Logan, what's up, bro?
Just wanted to know, ask Scott if he would ever do a run with the NWO again.
Scott, we retired Scott back to his room. We had to lock him down, so he's going to get some rest, bro. He's not in the room. I think I can speak for Scott. Nothing's impossible, man, and just the fact that he's still walking and talking and breathing, man, is a gift from God. And Scott came in here, man, he was taking like 14 or 15 different meds, man. You know, they had him all medicated up and stuff. And since he's been here, he's cut it down to 4 meds, which is amazing. And this guy, you know, here's a guy that's got a defibrillator built into his chest. He's got the pacemaker. And, you know, he's lost this weight. He's getting healthy. He's dropping med after med after med because his body doesn't need it, you know. And you hook him up to a blood pressure cuff, and his blood pressure comes back, you know, 115 over 65. Man, he's a friggin' monster. But he's also doing the right thing, and that's eating right, and getting the proper rest, and getting clean.
That's definitely the way to do it, to get yourself back in it. And Logan had a great question, man. I was just reading something the other day, just to hit on it real quick. Some of the best 3-person stables that they had, the Hogan, Nash, Hall, the NWO, was so awesome, man. That was great. I'd love to see that too, friend. So we got somebody else out there?
Took 3 of them to do something, and I did it on my own. So there you go. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, it took them. It took 3 of those guys, man. It only took 1 Jake.
There you go. Yeah, didn't need a world title belt either, by God.
We've got area code 321. Well, what's your name?
Hello.
Me.
321. You're on live.
This is Naomi.
Oh, it's Naomi. Back. Well, you know, Naomi, I'm going to be very rude and hang up on you and go to the next caller. Is that okay with you?
Go for it. Totally.
All right. Thank you. See, that's what happens when you let me run the boards.
And you can just tell how cool she is. She's just like, yeah, go ahead.
Let's get through these last callers. Yeah. Area code 941, what's your name?
Hey, this is Tim calling out of Bradenton, Florida. It's
Tim.
Jake's old early stomping grounds. I'm going to tell you what, seeing Jake got me to do the yoga. And I'm a 3 combat tour PTSD vet. And I'm telling you, there's something about this program. I'm telling all my buddies, too. I've written like 7 books. And the first one was dedicated, by the way, to Big Kev, who you kicked my ass in basic training, Nash. We went in basic training together, but regardless, the program, like the second week, I was like feeling stuff. I mean, this, you know, I tried everything. You know, I was like Jake, self medicate, did it all. The second week of the program, I'm in the 4th week now. I started getting some clarity that I never had, and I'd been off the booze and the dope for a while, but I started getting this different clarity, and I started feeling good, and then I started eating right. And the cool thing about this program, the workbook has some great recipes in it that are easy, because I know if I can make them, anybody can make the damn things. And if this program will work for Jake Roberts, Jake, I love you. If it'll work for you, brother, it'll work for a dead goat, man. I mean, I met Jake in 1998, Atlanta. I was coming from Latin America. I don't know where the hell he was coming from. And he was with the doc from the WWE, I think. And I think they had some words, and Jake walked away, and Jake talked to me a little bit. And we got through customs and, you know, went upon our ways. But it was very cool. You know, I didn't mark out and get a picture or an autograph. But, you know, brother, I have walked through hell with you. You know, I did the same shit in a different way, being a soldier, been around the world 5 times. And I'm just telling you, man, to see you do that, that's what got me to buy this program. And I do not regret it. You know, that's all I got to say on that. It's just awesome. Freaking amazing.
Those are some awesome comments, Tim.
I'm glad that you're doing it, man. Don't hang up, man. I want to get some information. I'm sure that Dallas would like to talk to you. I'm sure Big Cat might even want to give a holler at you.
Well, I've been trying to get his ass for 20-some years. You know, he forgot about us little soldiers that spent our life in there, you know. Brother, Kev was so cool. He kicked my ass. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Robert, be sure and get his number and stuff, man.
Yeah, bro. Shoot me an email over at robert@dallaspage.com with all the info you want me to pass along. I'll definitely take care of that for you.
What was the email, bro?
robert@dallaspage.com.
Got it. Yeah, but, you know, it's like I was in, you know, Mogadishu, two tours in Iraq, and I'm just telling you, there's just something special about this. And the self-medicating thing, I mean, Sky Hall, you know, he's got that PTSD, and I know Jake's been through shit and back, but I'm just so grateful for this. That's about all I got to say, and how Jake's inspired me, you know. So
that's awesome.
You know, it's a beautiful thing.
I think we can speak for everybody. We thank you for your service. We're glad you're here, bro. Keep calling in. Keep doing the program. Let us know how you're doing.
Hey, love it. Okay, thank you, bro.
Thanks a lot, brother.
We got two more to nail down, Jake. You still good?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's roll in.
Okay, area code 615. Whoa, what's your name?
I'm Stephanie.
Come again.
What was that?
My name's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, you got a question for Jake?
Well, I didn't have a question, but I just really wanted to, I guess, just to kind of call and say how much folks out here appreciate what Jake and Scott and Dallas are doing. My husband is the huge wrestling fan, and I kind of got him sold on me getting into the DDP thing. And I've been a fan by proxy for the last 13 years, but I have an autoimmune disorder, and I've had so many issues and so many health problems over the year that have been extremely difficult to deal with, ranging from, you know, debilitating pain to just being sick all the time. And I started the program in January. My husband working out with me daily. And since January, I've lost 35 pounds. And I'm eating right and feeling better and working out. And I guess I just wanted to be able to say in person thanks. And Jake, I'm hoping and praying I get to see you Saturday at Slam Fest in Cookeville. We're going. We have tickets. This will be the third time.
Be sure to remind me about you calling and talking, because I sure want to meet you. I need to give you a big hug. And I want to extend a little hope there on something. You know, this thing with Scott being able to drop all those meds. When I came here, I was on about 5 meds, and the one that was really that I really needed, or I thought that I did at the time, was to do with my hands curling and my toes were curling under. When I would walk, the toes would get caught on carpet, roll under my foot, I'd step and break them. My hands, I couldn't straighten them out. They were all curled because the tendons were all contracting. And, you know, I thought that was something I was going to have to live with the rest of my life. And I came here and, you know, I started eating right. And it amazes me that a government that we support and a country that we love allow us to be fed the garbage that is being put into our systems by major corporations. You know, I won't name no names, but there you go. Well,
Monsanto.
Dallas, but yeah, there you go. I didn't say it, you did. But to allow this stuff, this poison to be put into us, to me, is just a form of murder. You know, it's a slow death. It's a slow death because that way they can make more money off the meds they got to give you to fix something they gave you in the first place. And I think really wrong. And I'm trying to piss some people off. But, you know, I've done that for a long time in my life, and I'd probably miss it if I wasn't doing it. So there you go. You know, get your carpet from Monsanto, but don't get your corn.
Without a doubt.
That video that Paige put out today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, we just put up a great video late last night about the GMOs and how evil that shit really is.
It's like sucking on a glue bottle, man.
And the shit about how they have everything, you know, copyrighted and protected, so that way when it gets into the whole production, the farming and stuff, that they can just suck it up and say, hey, we got rights, and shut you down. That's scary.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Yeah, you can't sue them. You can't sue them, even though they're poisoning you. You know, I don't get it. That's another issue altogether. What's your next caller at? Be sure and talk to me, girl.
Hey, sir, we got Eric 901. What's your name?
What's going on, guys? It's Nolan Bobbitt.
What's up, bro?
What's happening, brother?
How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Doing good.
Not bad. Hey, Jake, do you know Nolan?
I don't yet.
Okay. He is one of the biggest success stories of DPO. Go ahead, Nolan.
Jake, this
is
your partner in crime from out in L.A. at the docu-mercial, buddy.
Oh, my God, not you.
Yeah.
That's what I said when he answered the phone.
DPO works on a lot, but there's a monkey that you can't help. So here we go. Let's climb this tree. What's going on, bro?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. My shoulder's getting better. Went back and seen the doc, and he had to give me a couple of cortisone injections. And just a heads up to you guys, if this doesn't work, they're looking at possible shoulder replacement. And here's my thought on that. Bring it. I don't care, because I know that with my support system and with my people that I have around me, that we're going to get through this, man. Because, you know, I want to inspire people. I may have inspired and excited a lot of people over the years in wrestling, but my new life, man, is one that I'm truly happy with. It's helping other people. Somebody told me 6-7 months ago that I gave a shit about Nolan or anybody else, I'd have laughed at them. But yet my life has changed in such a tremendous and awesome way, man. And for me, just going out and seeing somebody that's hurting, whether they're hurting from the same things I was hurting from or something else, it doesn't matter. The fact is they're in pain or they're not feeling good about themselves or they just feel like garbage because their body's been filled full of poisons. It's fun to enlighten them. It's fun to have somebody come back and pat me on the back and shake my hand and say, Jake, that really helped me, man. Thank you very much. That is a true high. That's the only high I need out of life right now. And, you know, I tweeted something the other day that I'm about to embark on a new search. And that's, you know, I've been without a real relationship for 6 or 7 years, and, you know, I'm starting to feel those urges come back, man. The old snake's coming alive, so to speak. No, I don't mean that snake, guys. Come on, keep it out of the gutter. You know, and I just wanted to ask some of my life, you know, of the opposite sex, of course. And Naomi, I hope you're still listening, girl. You better be careful.
Well, she's If she gets me her details back, she's going to, after her surgery, she's going to be popping into some DDPO. You never know, Jake. She's going to get herself a...
She is so hot in so many different ways, man. People have no idea, man. She is a beautiful woman, and I would consider myself lucky if that young lady would even take an invite to go to dinner with me, because I'd be proud to sit across the table from her.
There you go. It's out there on the table. Take them up on it. Hey, we got.
I'd been Jake's dinner date, and sounds like she'd be a whole lot prettier than I was out there. So,
take hope. It wouldn't take much.
Well, that's a little more of a hit.
Hey, the reason I wanted to call in is Jake is spending 2 days with Jake out at the docu-mercial shoot was one of the highlights of my life, and not because I get to meet this guy who was an amazing wrestler, and he was that. But I can't wait for you guys to see some of the footage. And I was, I think, one of the few people to be hanging around for the third day of shooting. And so I got to watch Jake do his deal on camera, kind of one-on-one with the producer and the director. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear even more in-depth Jake's story of transformation. And he is the most genuine, nice, humble guy. He gives me a hard time, but I still love him. But it was one of the true highlights of my life. And I told Jake, I don't know if you remember this, we were outside the tent right after you had shot your piece, and we're talking for a minute, and I said, you know, I always looked up to Jake the Snake the Wrestler, but I am enthralled and inspired by Jake Roberts the Man, and the way you love your family, the way that you have done so many things to reach out to them. Just watching the video of you and Dallas at the Cauliflower Alley Club that was put up a few days ago, seeing you with your kids was huge. And I love you, and I was honored to be with you those few days, but you inspire me daily.
Well, I appreciate that, brother, and unfortunately, I do remember you. And, I was glad we was outside the tent, not inside. No, here we go, Jake, shut up. No, I just, I want to keep it real, man, because life's too short not to keep it real. And I think Naomi just texted me back, dropped dead or something. I don't know what she's saying.
She said she would love to go to dinner with
you. All right, brother, snakes up. Look out. You know, across the table with just reached over and slapped me on my bad shoulder. I'm going to kill him once we get off the air. Wait till he goes into Down Dog tonight. Well, I got a little surprise for him.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be a lighter.
Yeah, the lighter will be. Yeah, Dallas is in town, so I can burn him. I can catch him on fire one more last time. Guys, I really enjoyed tonight. I think this is about the end of the show. I don't know what we do now, but I've certainly enjoyed it. Hopefully, we'll get to do it again. For all you people out there that are listening, man, just know that we care, man. We love you, and there's no problem too big for those people who want to hop in there and work together, man. Because one person, that's a little bit, but you get this army of people behind you, man. We're going to help you. You guys need help with your cooking. Hey, check it out, man. We're doing a thing called Eat This. And I want to be doing more cooking show stuff, man, because I love to cook. And Scott's been putting stuff out there where I'm doing the barbecue thing that I do and the grilling thing that I do. And we'll share some recipes. I know my identical twin sons are getting very involved with the program. They got two beautiful wives, and they're searching and finding recipes. And I mean, I don't know if you guys have did the black bean brownies yet, but you've got to do them. They're absolutely fabulous. And if somebody told me I'd be eating a brownie out of black beans, well, that'd go right up there with you doing yoga now, wouldn't it? I'm sorry, EDP yoga, not yoga. But, guys, keep both oars in the water and keep your smiles on your faces and know that hope is just out there if you just reach out there and grab a hold of it. So this is Jake the Snake saying good evening. I've got to go punish Dylan for hitting me on my shoulder. I'll send you pictures of the burns. How's that?
Sounds good to me, brother.
That's awesome. All right, good night.
See you guys next week, bro.
See you all next week. And you want to carry us out of here, Sparky?
Yeah, remember, as always, I think Jake did it best, but if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Wow. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.